You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. It appears fewer adults in New York State are smoking these days. In fact, fewer than ever. The State Health Department tracked smokers from 2011 to 2016 and found the rate has declined by 22% to just 14.2%. That's below the national average. Dr. Beth Juro is with the CNY Regional Center for Tobacco Health Systems at St. Joseph's Health Center. She says some areas in upstate New York haven't seen that steep of a decline in adult smokers.
And to see this decline, we're very excited about. But I do have to say there's still so much more work to do, especially in the rural areas of New York State and in our areas, the rural towns where, you know, you come to a stoplight and everybody's got a cigarette in their car. You see it.
Juro explains employment in rural areas, working outside versus in an office or a school might be a factor. She says low-income residents who live near Native American reservations, where cigarettes are sold cheaper, also contributes to a higher smoking rate. After more than two decades of smoking, she found a way out.
We have great resources. We have great education. We offer training and talk to their doctors. We do know now with research, if they talk to their doctor, they are more likely to be able to quit successfully.
Juro adds there are a combination of ways to get started for smokers to kick their habit.
With cessation medications, talking to their healthcare provider, and the quit line, as well as, you know, cessation work groups.
Juro also expressed concerns about state health department statistics that show the number of high school students using e-cigarettes more than doubled in 2 years to 20.6% in 2016. The New York State Smokers Quit Line is 1-866-NY-QUITS. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.